Praise be Jesus and Mary. God sends different graces to different souls. And as the soul cooperates with the graces that God sends it, it will shine forth according to those graces. And so for this reason, we have in the lives of the saints, saints shining forth in a particular way in different virtues. For example, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, shining forth for her simplicity. And in fact, if I remember correctly, Saint Therese said that Our Lady actually communicated to her that she would give her an especial abundance of this virtue of simplicity. Then we've got Saint Augustine, who shines forth for his knowledge, his vast knowledge and wisdom, practically writing on every subject known to man with great wisdom. And then we've got Saint Alphonsus Liguori, shining forth for zeal for souls. He's known as the Doctor Zelantissimus, the most zealous doctor. And then today, the saint we celebrate today, Saint John of the Cross, he shines forth for his self-abnegation and love of the cross. And this is, of course, what we read in the gospel. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And so it was given to Saint John of the Cross special light, special understanding of the place of self-abnegation and the cross in the spiritual life, because remember, the goal of the spiritual life is perfect and an ever more perfect love for God, and included in that is love for neighbor. But an element to arriving at that perfect love is self-denial and love of the cross. That is necessary. If that's not present, then love is also not present. And our Lord has said this. So to Saint John of the Cross, he's given a special understanding of the place of the cross and self-renunciation in the spiritual life, and he's given the strength to put that into practice in a heroic degree. And so the Church presents Saint John of the Cross as an example and a reminder, and actually in the opening prayer, the Church exhorts us to imitate him in his self-denial and love of the cross. And so we can examine ourselves in this, and again, so essential to our purification, to purify ourselves of self-love. And I'll just throw this in there. Saint Teresa of Avila says that this is the number one reason why souls don't become saints, why they don't arrive at perfect love of God and neighbor, is because of this unwillingness, ultimately, to embrace the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.